A lot of people are concerned about the market these days and concerned about stocks, but there's a difference between what concerns you and what's actually dangerous. We're going to explore that difference with a popular stock now. Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life, the place where we explore the work from New Constructs, a securities firm based in Nashville, Tennessee, founded by David Trainer, that brings together forensic accounting and cash flow analysis to look at securities, stocks, mutual funds, etc., to determine, well, what's attractive and what's dangerous. And they do this by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. Because from the top down, you can look at numbers and say,
you are so good looking.
And they'll see those numbers too, but they're going to ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, it's possible. And when they work their magic from the footnotes up, they often find that numbers are misleading. If they're misleading and they work against you, that's going to make something dangerous. If they work for you, by the way, that could be attractive. And if you want to figure out how it works, look at the most attractive and most dangerous lists. Go to newconstructs.com. They blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information on what we're talking about here, you can get it there at the website. On Twitter, at New Constructs. Joining me now, it is Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for the firm. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Uber.
Danger, danger.
Uber. So we can sum it up this way. That's your expectation. Thanks for joining me, Kyle. We're all done. No. We have to go from where we're at to where this happens, and you have to explain to us why you think that's what's about to happen to Uber.
Exactly. So obviously, they're making headlines right now. In the state of California is kind of revealing the broken nature of their business model, in which they charge below cost and pay drivers, underpaid drivers. So that's the big headline, but there's a lot of underlying issues beyond that. We look at, you know, market share, and the rideshare business is falling. The Uber Eats business market share is actually pretty stagnant since 2018. They just bought Postmates to try and boost that. But both of those businesses are highly unprofitable. We look at economic earnings. We've seen that the economic earnings for the business have fallen from, you know, negative $5 billion in 2017 to negative $6.3 billion over the trailing 12 months. Margins are negative 19 to negative 33%, and ROIC from negative 12 to negative 16. Lots of negatives there. And the problem is they don't seem to be going away anytime soon. The operating expenses of the business are growing significantly faster than revenue since 2017. And they're currently, I think, 83% of revenues. You're looking at a business model that has a ton of expenses between sales and marketing, R&D, and then with this recent legislation, could be increased labor costs as well. And all of that kind of adds up to make the current valuation look extremely unrealistic.
So how unrealistic, how out of whack is this valuation?
So we look at, you know, always like to look at, you know, what is baked into the current stock price. Current price, if we assume that they can achieve 4% pre-tax margins, which are actually similar to the airlines prior to consolidation, and grow revenue by 26% compound annually for the next 10 years, just to justify the current price. In this scenario, that they would actually be capturing over 100% of the projected rideshare and food delivery markets in 2025, and it implies that their revenue would actually be, I think, just 10% below Delta, American Airlines, United, and Southwest. So you're looking at massive increases in revenue to equal airlines and taking over 100% of the projected market share. Simply to justify the current stock price, that gives no upside. So they'd have to do even better than that to imply any upside in the current stock price.
What winds up waking everybody up? Because as you said, we've seen headlines, but we haven't seen anything that's gotten this towards a valuation that you think is likely. And oh, by the way, exactly what is the valuation that you think is more likely?
Yeah, so this one, it's going to, I think, be highly dependent in the short term on the legislation in California. They've got the Proposition 22 coming up in November. If that were to fail in the sense that Uber has to actually classify drivers as employees, that could have widespread impact across the country, as other states now have a much higher leg to stand on and, you know, force them to start paying drivers reasonable wages, benefits, stuff like that. But in that case, that would definitely be the short-term catalyst. Long-term, it's just the business model isn't built to drive profits. If they try to increase prices on rides and deliveries, then they lose market share to someone who's going to sustain losses longer. They try and sustain losses too long, you eventually can't lose money forever. And so it's a mix of both of that. But in one of those scenarios, we want to look at, you know, what could be a reasonable expectation here, and even reasonable as being optimistic in this case. But if we assume they can get to 6% pre-tax margins, which is greater than the pre-consolidation airline, and still grow revenue by 16% for a decade, you're looking at 18 a share today.
Wow. The hard part is always trying to figure out what's going to make folks wake up. Is there anything you see as likely?
Again, short term would be that legislation. If Uber's unable to persuade voters in California that drivers, which they've claimed aren't essential to their business, shouldn't be classified as employees, we could see a significant drop in the price because people realize that once these drivers are actually employees, the path to profitability becomes even more difficult than it already is.
So we are slamming the brakes on Uber and hoping that you maybe see what's happening before that is the outcome. Ticker symbol UBER. It is the Danger Zone pick this week from New Constructs. Kyle Guskey, thanks as always for joining us to chat about it.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more, if you want to get more details on Uber and their Danger Zone pick or any of their Danger Zone picks, go to newconstructs.com and check out their blog. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, August 24th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. I'll be talking stocks with Chris Krummenacher. He is senior equity research analyst at Bryn Mawr Trust, and he'll be here in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.